Cecil, I had a dream last night.
Well, is that anything to yell about?
Cecil, I'm not superstitious, but dreams mean something.
Sure. They mean you ate too much for dinner.
That's not so. I have an appetite like a bird. It's awful that I eat so little.
Will you call time out while I laugh?
This dream was a warning. Didn't you ever read about how long ago they ran all the wars by dreams?
Are you going to start a war?
And all the kings used to keep someone to tell them what their dreams meant.
Since when have you become a queen?
Oh, Cecil, please be serious. I'll tell you my dream.
You tell me your dream.
Oh,
I'll
Cecil,
tell you mine.
Don't be smart, please.
All right. What did you dream about? Me?
Well, yes and no.
What was it about?
Well, I thought that I saw a big donkey.
Hey, wait a minute. What's that got to do with me?
Well, Cecil, I'm telling you.
Well, I don't like to be compared with a donkey.
I thought I saw a big donkey, and it was up on top of a mountain. And I was tied to a tree, and the donkey was going to bite me. He had great big teeth, and I screamed and screamed. Goodness, how I screamed.
That wasn't a dream. It was a nightmare.
And Cecil, just as he was about to bite my head off, you know what happened?
You woke up.
No. Uncle Thomas said I screamed out loud last night, but I didn't wake up.
Well, I have crazy dreams, too. I thought the other night that I was falling off of a cliff, and I kept falling and falling and falling, and then...
Cecil, right out of a clear sky, just when the mule was about
to... Hey, I thought you said it was a donkey.
Well, I did. A donkey and a mule are the same. Just as I...
They are not the same. They're as different as day and night.
Just as the mule was about to eat me up, all of a sudden...
I tell you, a mule is different from a donkey. I know.
Just
bigger.
As I was about to be gobbled up, and I couldn't get away...
Anyone knows that a donkey and a mule are different. You can tell by looking at them.
Then right before my eyes, this great big black horse opened
his
mouth...
Hey, wait a minute. Now it's a horse. First it was a donkey.
Oh, Cecil, why do you have to act this way?
Well, anyone knows that a horse is different from a donkey. Any mule knows that much.
What difference does it make? I don't remember what it was. I know it was a big animal, isn't that enough?
Well, all right. Say an animal, then.
Well, it was a donkey, that's what it was, with big ears.
Well, a mule has big ears, too.
Well, I know a mule when I see one.
Yeah, are you getting personal?
There I was, tied to this tree, and the mean old horse, mule, donkey, about to eat me. You know what happened? Just as
I'm
he was...
glad you decided what it was, after all.
Goodness, but you're rude, Cecil.
What have I done now?
Aren't you listening to me?
What does it look like I'm doing?
Trying to see how many times you can interrupt.
Oh, go ahead. I'm a clam.
Well, last night I dreamt that I was tied to a tree on top of a big mountain.
Yeah, and a big black cow was going to swallow you whole.
It was a donkey, I tell you.
Are you sure now?
Well, wait a minute. Cecil, is a mule bigger than a donkey?
What makes you think I ought to know?
Well, you do, don't you?
Well, a mule is the biggest.
Then it was a mule after all, not a donkey. Is that all right?
It's your nightmare, not mine. Go on.
Well, just as he was going to bite my head off, I closed my eyes, and when I opened them, someone had rescued me.
Me?
No, a handsome man. He killed the beast and saved me.
Is that all?
Yes, that was all.
Hooray! Hooray!
Oh, don't be so smart all the time, Cecil. Isn't that mysterious?
What's so mysterious?
Well, it's a warning. That's what it is.
Yeah, a warning to keep off of mountains and away from mules.
Well, I figured out what this one means. I have a duty that I must do. It means that I have to find the young man that your aunt liked when she was a girl. The one who started out to be a bricklayer and then went away.
Oh, ever since Aunt Bess showed you that dumb old picture of the young fellow with the whiskers, you won't let up about it.
Well, Cecil, I can't now. This dream means something.
How can that have any connection?
Why, it's simple. Don't you see? My being tied to a tree on top of a mountain means that I'm being held back.
Wonderful. How did you figure it out?
And the big black donkey...
Mule.
Mule means... that there's something from the dark past is about to face me.
Yeah, and what about the hero that kicked the mule to death?
Oh, him? Well, I haven't been able to figure out what he stands for, but it all means something, and I'm going to see if I can do something about it.
Forget about it. Let's go look at the mouse trap and see if we've caught anything.
No, Cecil. Cecil, did your aunt ever tell you the young man's name was?
No, she's even forgotten that. She hardly knew him. He's an old man now, anyhow.
Oh, Cecil, I think it's so romantic. Do you think we could trace him?
No, of course not. Aunt Bess was living back east then, and he went away.
Cecil, why do you suppose he went away?
Oh, he probably owed money.
Oh, don't be so cynical, Cecil.
I can't help it if I know life.
Cecil, I have an idea.
What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to tell it to you. Did you ever read the newspapers?
Do I look like a foreigner?
I mean the ads. You know, personals.
Oh, you mean those things that say, Dear Father, the children love you. Come home. The sheriff had left town, anxious. Is that what you mean?
Yes. That's it. Do you think it's too late to put an ad like that in the paper for the bricklayer boy?
What would you say?
Oh, something very simple and short, like, would young man who used to want to be a bricklayer and who used to live in the East and who went away, when did he go away, Cecil?
Oh, when Aunt Bess was 18, she said.
Who went away about 25 years ago and who never did come back. Will he please write or phone this number to learn something that he would like to learn? How's that, Cecil?
About 10 million words too long. Oh, Sally, I wish you'd forget about this. It's so much waste of time.
That's right. Give up before you even start. Well, I'm going to see what I can do. I'm not going to be haunted by bad dreams. No, sir. Oh, hello, Uncle Thomas.
How do you do, Mr. Smith?
Well, hello, my young hopefuls. What were you two talking so seriously about?
Nothing. We were just telling riddles.
That's what we were talking about, just riddles.
Well, is that so? Tell some of them to me. I like riddles, too.
Yes, well, you tell him one, Cecil.
We were just saying, you tell him one, Sally, the one you told me.
let's see. Oh, that one? Well, do you really want to hear it, Uncle Thomas?
Why, of course. What was it?
Well, what is it that looks like a bricklayer and, has four legs?
Yeah, that's it. That's a good one.
Well, that is a hard one. What is the answer?
The answer is, yes.
Yes?
It's two bricklayers.
Oh, well, not good, but not bad. Well, I think I'll run along upstairs. Good night, Cecil.
Good night, sir.
You know, it's a funny thing that you should mention bricklayer, Sally. As a boy, I started out to become a bricklayer. It was quite the thing then. But that was many years ago. Well, good night. You better run home early, Cecil. I want Sally to get to bed soon. In about 20 minutes, say.